Yeah, so we start off with a little Beastie Boys in the second one. Thank you very much. This is the title of this show is Radio to the Second Power. It's Radio Part Two, Part Two. And we're going to be splitting up. What do you think about that? What do you think, Alexis? What do you...
I've yet to see, my friend.
Okay, we'll see what happens. Adrian, any ideas on the part two?
Yeah, the food contest.
The food? Well, yeah, we're going to do this. Yeah, but I mean, for future references, like in our other shows.
Oh, yeah.
You were talking about something.
Yeah, I think we should have a... oh, my God. What was it?
He's all omegled out.
Not the Nikki's dating thing.
Oh my God, this girl looks too young. Great.
Whoa.
I'm telling you, that thing's dangerous. Yeah. It says talk to strangers.
We had some 15-year-olds last time.
What is it?
It's like a chat roulette. So you have like your camera. If you want to come around and see what they're doing, they have your camera on the bottom is facing you. And then another camera on the top facing somebody else randomly in some other world. Okay? And just like a roulette, it keeps on spinning around.
Oh my God, that guy is weird.
And it lands on somebody weird. And we were, like, I was with at your place with Adrian doing this. And some kids were coming out, like 12, 13-year-old boys were flipping us off on the TV. Like, hey, F you, F you. And then we were like doing it back. It was so ridiculous, you know. But then another time, somebody else, a camera came on artificial vagina, like a flashlight.
Naturally.
Was just laying there. And nothing happened.
Rafa would love to hear this story. That's just the best story ever.
Or our other sponsor? Do we want to pull out our other sponsor now?
Yeah, let's go to our other sponsor. It's always good to pop up.
You want the other sponsor?
Oh, he's going to play it?
Okay, yeah.
I thought it was that 4 pounds of meat.
Oh, no. This one is from an adult bookstore. Adult Toys. Adult Toys.
Major sponsor of ours. Adrian found them.
Adrian found them.
He's actually a member and a sponsor.
Yeah.
Adrian's a member.
And so...
the accessories.
And so basically, are you having that hard of a time finding it? He was bragging to me how he organized all the sounds. He was like, dude, I got to organize all the sounds so I can find them. God,
you ever go out on a date and spend too much money on a girl and then not get some? Well, we got the answer for you. Get some of this. Sasha 2013 artificial badge. In all adult stores today. With new aerodynamic ribbed insertions, a juice lubricating button, an audio button with Sasha's moans and groans, and an I Fuck Sasha 2013 bumper sticker.
Hey, I fucked Sasha 2013 and you did it.
That's right, and you'll be able to go brag to your friends. Every guy out there knows an artificial vagina or pocket pussy is the same for men like a dildo is for women. So guys, go to your nearest adult store and take Sasha home today. Go get yours. You know you want it.
Sasha 2013 Incorporated is not responsible for any premature ejaculation, STDs, blue balls, and any other
Nice.
I can't, every time I hear it more, it makes me want to like pull the trigger to buy one.
What's he? He's taking his shirt off.
The guy asked me to show my boobs, so I showed him Adrian.
Oh man, no way.
He said, these sounds very nice. Can you open your boobs?
The guy has his face covered.
He has his face covered, like with his t-shirt.
Like that.
What the hell?
Like,
he's a bandit?
Like this. Yeah, like a bandit.
Why?
Like a bandit.
And he says, open your boobs?
Can you open your boob? You are a sassy girl.
You are sassy.
Tell him to call in. 1-800-893-9562.
Tell him, call the hotline.
I want to wrap up with Tony's interview here. Tony Olguin's going to be at the Brea Improv August 7th.
It's Olguin.
Okay. Olguin?
Olguin. Like Calderon.
You know, did I say it like the gringo way? Olguin?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. I'm so sorry, man. Yeah,
no, it's okay. I'm just kidding.
Well, I don't know because I met who called in. This guy called in Matt. What was his name?
Matt G.
No, Mauricio
Marcelo Calderon.
Oh, yeah, Marcelo Calderon. right? Wow. But he goes, Marcelo Calderon.
Calderon.
Yeah. And that threw
me
off.
It's like Jimenez.
Like, yeah, Jimenez. It's like not jalapeno, but jalapeno. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, that's right.
So he called in. Totally threw my Spanish off.
You speak Spanish, right?
Oh, yeah. Sí, claro que sí. Yo sí.
Híjole.
I think everyone in the room speaks Spanish.
Does everybody here speak Spanish?
Not fluently.
No, Nikki, you're the one?
You don't speak Spanish?
Not fluently.
I'm not fluent either. Don't feel bad.
Okay,
maybe that's what we could do the second show. Like, okay, señores y señoras, estamos aquí hoy día con Tony Holguín.
Híjole.
Alexis González. Mike's Café.
Tontitos.
Y tengo que ir al baño ahorita, vemos. All right, Tony.
Yes, sir.
Brea Improv, August 7th. You've been in Vegas too.
Yes, sir.
And Ice House, and you're going to be headlining for the first time, August 7th.
Yes, sir.
And is that a Wednesday? What is that?
It is a Wednesday night because I'm still a little dog. You know, big dogs are weekends.
Yes, yeah.
But little dogs coming up.
Sure,
headlining
sure.
Wednesday night.
But still, hey, you know what? That's a big thing that you're doing right there.
It's 8 o'clock too. It's not like it's a late.
You and
late
I had show. To talk about it. We already talked about it, and you know, you get criticized a lot when you're starting out as a comedian.
Well, yeah, I've only been doing it like a little over 2 years. So
He's been doing it a little over 2 years.
Awesome.
And then so people are going to say, what's he doing headlining?
You know what I had to do?
You know what I mean? And it's like, this, you got to start off in something, right, Rafa? I mean, when you started off your restaurant, I mean, were you doing a lot yourself?
As far as
a lot, like serving the plates, cooking the thing.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
You didn't have your team quite there yet.
No. I was washing dishes.
Right.
I was working 17, 18 hour days.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, I was doing it all.
To get to the owner status to where you're not doing it all, right?
On the bottom now we eat.
Right.
And I still jump in the kitchen. I mean, if we're busy, I still jump in there and help out and look at
it. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But you can also take a day off. Or not a day off.
Let me tell you, I work 7 days a week.
Yeah, you started off with the owner title.
Right.
And you still got the owner title.
Right.
The only difference is you got a team supporting you, helping you out. What a headliner has to do in comedy. Imagine you start off comedy, you're not headlining, you're doing guest spots, you're hosting.
Dive bars.
You know, you're doing whatever. You know, you got a feature. You got a feature for somebody. You know, so you feature for somebody. And then there's a jump that you take to headline where you're going to be the last guy to follow all these guys. That's a hard thing to do. It's a very hard thing to do.
No.
When do you do it? When do you do it? You don't know. Okay, but you do it. If that's what you want to do, you jump at it and you do it. When I started doing it, I heard people around me like, you know, who's headlining what? Yeah. And it's like you got to kind of put yourself in that position to learn the position. Right. And so I've headlined more. I've done more. And I still get people saying, looking at me like, huh? Who? Because it's such a long process of headlining. So he's going to do his first headlining gig August 7th at Brea Improv.
August 7th. Come on out. Hit me up. Call me up. Facebook me. Should I give him my phone number? I'll give everybody my phone number.
I don't know if you want to do that because, you know, we play artificial pussy commercials. And
maybe not.
We do have a phone call, though. Who's calling from 714? Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, this is him.
Oh, is this the guy on Omegle?
Do you have an attitude?
I know where you guys live.
Oh, shit. Take it easy.
Who is this?
This is Vance, man. This is the Mexican, Tony. What's happening?
Oh, Vance. Hey. Okay. Vance.
Hi, Vance.
I'm the oldest white Mexican freaky. You guys know.
I know. Did he say
the oldest white Mexican?
Okay. Well, Vance, what do you want to tell Tony?
I've known Tony for... Tony, how long have we known each other now? 11 years?
That was
least.
Tony. Tony just fainted.
At least. We go way back.
Tony and I used to recondition cars together.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Did you also...
put my nuts hat on the drum set.
I need a new paint job.
Oh, Vance is your guy.
Oh,
wow.
Nice.
We got Nikki needs you.
Hey, Vance, where is your place at?
Huntington Beach at Surf City Restoration.
Oh, I will be
there. Surf City Restoration. Do you have a website?
Hillbillyhollers.com.
Hillbilly Hollers.
Yeah, they do some badass stuff there.
.com. Yeah, I got a scratch on my door. You think you'd take care of it?
I think we'll go to Nikki first.
Yeah.
Liz guy. You know what I got right in front of me? I have my mouse on a thing that says drop call.
Hey, I'm getting tired of getting those little cards on my car that says sell your junk car, okay? I need a new paint job.
Vance will take care of you.
No problem.
No, thank Vance.
You. And we take care of a lot of cool people.
I'll show up after Nikki.
I love it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we actually, our main thing is that we take old trucks like 54s and all that kind of stuff, and we do the whole like kind of the serape interior and all that kind of cool stuff. Leave them all patinaed out and stuff like that, and we do a lot of stuff for the actors and all kinds of cool stuff.
Awesome.
It's like the West Coast Customs.
Awesome. Are you going to go to... Are you going to go catch Tony at the Brea Improv on August 7th?
Are you kidding me? I wouldn't miss it, man. I only missed one, and that was because I think it was some sort of bar mitzvah that I had to go to.
Bar mitzvah.
Yeah, he's a big supporter. I love you, Vance. Thank you so much.
I love you, too, man. We've done some crazy shit together.
Like, hell yeah. Smoke some weird stuff.
Well, yeah, Vance, thank you for calling in, Vance.
Thanks, Vance.
We'll see you at the Brea Improv on August 7th.
That's right.
So keep on...
That's right.
Shining those hummers. What do you call it? Hummers?
Hummers?
Keep on shining those hummers.
Keep on waxing
keep
those
polishing,
hoods.
Hillbilly hummers. Is
yeah. Hillbilly hollers, yeah.
Hollers.
That's
Hummer.
A cool name.
A hummer.
Hell yeah, hummer.
We have another call. Who's calling in? It's radio time.
Oh, this is Rennie from My Way. I'm calling for my good buddy Tony over there.
Rennie from My Way. What's up?
What's up, Rennie?
Hey, what's going on, Tony? Hey.
What's up, bro?
Man,
thanks for calling.
Big. Look at this. First the improv, now on the radio and everything.
Not only the radio. Not only the radio is radio time, sir. Watch your tongue.
Is radio, Rennie. Thank you so much.
All right. So you're headlining on the 7th, I see, huh?
August 7th at 8 p.m. You're going to want to get there early. We got a fairly large number of people going, luckily. So you want to get there early, about 7. I'll put your name down if you want, Rennie. How many tickets?
Yeah, don't forget us. I'll bring the whole crew down and everything. We'll cheer you on. And what? And don't worry, if you start to choke, just rip your shirt off.
Right side.
Look at this guy.
Thanks, Reddy. No, I'm pretty good. I think I'm going to be okay. I don't think I'll choke.
You
but
are good.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
so,
we watched you the last time. We were all happy. You did real good. And, you know, we'll cheer you on out there on the stage.
I like Rennie's I like Rennie's way of supporting. I like that.
Yeah, if you
very,
choke.
Yeah, it's very coach. It's very coach style, right?
Yeah.
If you choke, just look forward. Just go straight.
How many tickets you need, Rennie?
All right, man. But we're all shooting for you over here in Austin Heights.
Hey, Rennie, how many tickets do you need?
Send us down for 6.
6.
We'll be there.
Is it you and 5 girls?
Me, a friend, and 4 girls.
All right.
Yeah,
all right.
That's good right there.
More like it, Rennie.
All right.
It's more like
it's
it.
More like it, Rennie.
Can you sit them all in the front row?
Front row, Rennie.
Wherever we can. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
We'll be drinking away and cheering you on.
Yeah. Thanks, Rennie. You're the best, man.
Thank you, Rennie. Rennie called in, and wow, Tony, we got some more. We got a 626, another person here calling
626.
In. 626. Yeah, I'm not sure who it is. I don't know. Rennie's gone.
Is someone another call?
Hello, you're calling Is Radio Time and or part 2. Sorry. who's calling?
Eva?
Eva.
Oh.
You know I'm calling up. I'm calling to ask a question of Tony Hogan.
Okay, what a surprise. We have a lot of people calling.
What's up, Eva?
Okay.
Okay. Is it time to ask questions or not?
Yeah, go ahead, Eva. I'm right here.
Yes.
My love.
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to say that with stand-up comedy being one of the most difficult things to do, you know, so much hard work, self-promotion, little if any money, and lots of rejection, heckling. You know, most comics will concur with this assessment. What is your motivation, Tony?
My motivation? To make the world a better place. To make people happy and smile and laugh and party and maybe have some sex afterwards.
There you go. There you go.
And comedy, girls like, they get turned on. Girls want to have sex after a comedy show.
Just, yeah.
I just like to...
Really?
not by me. I'm saying that it gets people in a good mood, and I just like to be responsible for people having sex.
Awesome.
Making people happy.
Awesome.
is my main motivation.
Yes, that's always a good feeling.
That's a good motivation.
That's always a good feeling.
I love making people happy.
Thank you so much, Tony.
Thank you so much for calling, Eva. You're the best. I love you.
Thank you, Eva. Eva from Evoland. Evoland called in.
Eva.
Thank you very much. Tony, again, thank you very much for joining us. We do have one more caller, which, you know what, I'm going to give it to you because we don't have this many calls. And very exciting. We did have the hamburger show up as well. So hamburger person showed up, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a 20-minute thing.
A 30-minute
thing. Oh, it's a 30-minute thing. Okay, so it's a 30-minute thing. We are we going to have him do it here while we're... Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so he's going to eat right here. Are we going to put a camera on him? Should we put a camera on him?
I think we should.
Assemble it. Okay. I have to assemble the burger.
Okay. The burger is being assembled right now. Okay. He's going to assemble. In the meanwhile, we have another call. Who's calling in? Is radio time.
Hello. This is Vicente.
Hey, Vicente.
Hey, Vicente.
Vicente. I like to order a large pepperoni, extra anchovies.
I think you got the wrong number, Vicente.
Is this Tony Hoagland?
This is Tony Hoagland's Pizza.
I haven't seen you in a couple months. You're big times now.
You're big time. He's all grown up.
Sorry,
you're all grown up looking sharp. I like that shit.
I like that shit. Thank you, Vicente.
Coming over. They stop by the liquor stores and grab me a 12-pack.
Grab me one, too.
Keystones are smooth.
All right, all right. Well, thank you for calling in, Vicente.
Thank you, Vicente.
Tony's friend, Vicente, he was ordering a pizza.
Yeah, he's a little...
Which was classic. Weird. I liked it. No, I liked it. Yeah. I liked it.
Well,
I liked
it.
Okay, so thank you very much, Tony, for joining us today.
Thank you, Tony.
And Tony, you're going to stick around.
I'm going to stick around. I just want to remind everybody, August 7th, please, Bray Improv, 8 p.m. Hit me up for tickets. Find me on Facebook. I want to plug Shade 55 Jeans.
Okay.
The greatest new jean brand coming out. It's going to hit Nordstrom's, .com. And... what else? Oh, I'm going to be reading for a movie later this year that's going to be coming out. Just want to plug that.
Okay.
But, yeah, that's it. Thank you very much. I'll stick around.
Thank you, Tony Hoagland. And we're going to move right on. We're going to nice little segue right on to Rafa from Mike's Cafe, who's got, what is the name of this burger?
Kong.
K-O-N-G. That's Lance Whitaker's nickname. Mike's Cafe, what they did is they made a burger.
Man, if you don't finish, save me fries.
For Lance Whitaker, okay, his nickname. And it's a Kong, and it contains four patties.
Oh, my God.
It contains four patties, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Four patties, fries, right? French fries. Okay, they're cold.
They're cold,
so we might not be able to. We might not be able to do this, Adrian. I don't know, Adrian. Adrian, our sound guy here at Is Radio Time, is going to attempt to eat this Kong. Hey, ladies, how you doing? The ladies are here.
Bring the ladies.
Oh, all right. Thank you, ladies. Welcome. These are your workers, your waitresses. Okay. Okay.
Say hi. Look.
What, do you want to sit on my lap? Where are you going? Okay. Yeah, we're going to put them on Omegle. Okay, we're going to put them on Omegle. They're all standing behind Adrian on Omegle. This is great.
Adrian's hiding.
Adrian, okay. What's that? Okay. What we got going on right now?
Oh, my God. Dude, that's
okay.
Like, have you ever seen that?
We need a camera shot of that burger.
What is that?
Okay, we need a camera shot of that burger.
It's a lot of meat.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, for everybody out there right now,
hold on, Rafa, I'm gonna take a picture.
We have this big giant burger. It's
Adrian, you better take
it's
that.
Four patties. It's four patties. Can you hold that? Is there any way you can hold that up?
Adrian, you're done.
Oh, beautiful. Ladies, can we get you behind?
Yeah.
Wait. Nice. All right. Here we go.
Are you putting all that meat in your mouth?
Crazy.
There you go.
You might have to put the sauce on there.
Right? There we go. Oh, and sauce.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh. Is that okay. Ranch?
A lot of white sauce on that meat.
What is that?
Hey, do me a favor, Alexis. Can you move?
Oh, I love it.
The water bottle. Okay, can you move this?
Yes, I can.
Okay, for everybody out there on the internet, first of all...
Did you finish that, really?
Here, do you want me to hold it and record it?
Here are the pretty ladies. Ladies, please wave to everybody on the internet right here. Okay, there are the pretty ladies.
Hey, ladies.
Okay, now, there's the burger. If you look at that burger... Oh, man.
That's a big burger.
Okay, so what's the rules? What are the rules?
There is no rule.
No sharing.
No sharing.
That's a good point.
She's like, no, don't touch my burger.
Now,
okay,
it's the burger, the fries, and the Coke, yes. Or is it just the burger?
No, everything. Oh.
Wait,
everything.
You're going to eat all that?
He's going to try.
This is usually a
ice cream. Okay. Oh. Can you give her the mic so she can explain?
Yeah, give her the mic.
Dude, the burger weighs more than you, bro. How are you going to eat that?
Here, you guys can explain.
Oh, no.
She's not scared. Come on.
Okay.
Explain the burger. Just tell him about the burger, what he has to do. Come on, Adrian.
Okay.
Oh, Adrian, you're gonna eat.
Adrian's gonna eat the burger. It for those of you, it looks like a foot long. Is that like a tower?
That is not a foot long.
He's showing off his knee.
Oh, sorry. Oh, wait, I can't do that in front of everybody.
Hey, he's the boss. Okay, so that's the Kong, and basically what that is that's a giant burger. I don't know, how do you bite into that thing? Has anybody like successfully bit into that thing without it falling apart?
Nope.
Okay.
No,
okay.
It's impossible.
All right, so it falls apart. So he's got to eat the burger, the fries, and then there's a root beer float.
A Coke.
A hot Coke, I might add.
A hot Coke.
No one's got ice for this poor soul.
Okay. All right.
We blame the girls for the hot Coke.
Adrian, okay. Are you scared? I want to know if Adrian's scared right now.
Okay. So we're gonna. Okay. When are we? Who's gonna hold the clock? Who's gonna have the clock? I need a clock.
Who's got an iPhone?
I got a clock guy.
Hey, Adrian, what did you eat today already?
I ate too much. I forgot that I was doing this.
Okay. No, you didn't. You didn't eat too. Oh, yeah. You ate the cereal.
I'm
going
to pay it off.
Hey, can you do me a favor right here? Can you clear that corner so he can eat there?
Okay. We're going to start. Here's the stopwatch.
All right. You got it?
And then we'll set up. We'll set up the camera.
Rick, can you give us the...
Well, he's got to... We got to clear this corner up.
Adrian,
first.
Do you have any last
can
words?
Can we clear the corner up?
Can we possibly...
Okay, we're going to put him over there then?
Can we possibly what?
Okay.
Can we possibly have the air conditioning on for this segment?
I don't know.
He's gonna get the meat sweats.
Hey, go ahead and switch the AC on.
Let's see what it sounds like.
See what it sounds like. Okay. How's that sound? All right. Okay, world. Can you handle the AC just to help Adrian? His radio fans. Okay. We're gonna have the AC on.
For 30 minutes.
Okay, so where are we gonna sit him? We're gonna sit him in that corner.
Let's
sit him in that corner.
Come on, Adrian. That's the clock right there.
30 minutes.
You got it.
30. Adrian. Hey, pace yourself.
Adrian.
Okay, wait, time out. What if he does it in 30 minutes? What's the award?
Then you get it for free.
Adrian has to pay for this shit.
That's awesome.
And if you don't finish it, you fill up my gas tank.
Oh!
And he's like, only if I can fill something else in.
Where's the car going? Wait, if you finish, you get a free dance.
Lap dance.
I don't dance.
Lap dance.
All right. Are you ready, Adrian? Are you ready, Adrian?
Are you ready, Adrian?
The mic arm.
Are you ready? We got to put it on Omegle. Are you ready? Drum roll, please. Ready? When he says go, you go. When you say go, he go.
Pace yourself. It's not sex. Pace yourself.
Come on, Adrian. You got this.
Is it going? All right. Is he doing it?
He's smart about it, too. The button off. He's got a plan. He's got a plan.
Okay.
He's got a plan.
He already started?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He did? Okay.
He's been sitting for a while, too.
I'm just trying to find the perfect song for this. I'm just trying to... Everybody, na-na-na.
It's so good.
He's liking it.
He loves all that meat in his mouth.
He's enjoying it.
Someone's got to pop that Coke open for him.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Who's got a lighter?
All right, so for those people out there, Adrian, right now is eating a burger. with bacon. What else is in there? Can we
bacon
in the mic?
Three types of cheese.
Okay.
Bacon. Three types of cheese.
What type of cheese?
We have cheddar, Jack, and American.
Okay.
Tomato, lettuce, an egg, and onion.
That's perfect music.
Top with some ranch dressing.
Okay.
In a Portuguese bun.
In a Portuguese bun.
Nice. Yeah, it's nice. You should play It's Raining Men with all that meat going in his mouth.
All right. How much time? Where's the time at? Okay. All right. Can we fix that camera to just be facing him? Any chance we could just kind of set it down so we can all get it back to our spots? All right, there goes Adrian. Adrian continues to eat. For those of you who are wondering how it's going, man, that's a big beef. I don't even think I could eat that one patty, man.
I know, just the one.
Just the one. And you know what? I'm looking at it right now like I want some. I was going to say, hey, can I get a little bit? You know? And like, hey, can I get a little? And then I can't.
No.
And he would share right now, but he usually doesn't. But right now, he would share. He
Wait,
would
so
share.
If he doesn't finish, who's coming to the restaurant and trying?
Uh-huh.
Or who's attempting?
Oh, right here, Nikki.
What's up?
Nikki's going to come do the second one. Now, have any of you girls tried it?
I'm going to try this.
Okay, what's your name, honey?
I did it.
Can you talk into the mic?
You did it? You completed it? Oh. You gave me hope.
If you go?
Yes.
I'll try it.
Will you? Do you want to try it with me? Okay. Oh, I am down. It's a Latina throwdown.
It's a red light challenge.
Latina, she's Russian.
Oh, damn. I'm screwed. I'm in so much trouble now.
You must know my...
She's going to finish the burger, then ice skate around me.
You must know my friend who does bringer shows.
This is challenge. We go to challenge.
We go to challenge. Okay.
Adrian continues.
Oh, my gosh.
Adrian continues to go patty to patty.
Yeah,
he's still
Adrian.
On the first patty. He's still on the first patty, but did he knock the bun down? He knocked the bun down, but it has to. It's a plan. Oh, he has a plan. Okay. He's planning. All right. Well, we'll get back to Adrian. Right now, we're going to let him eat. And I would like to hear... this story about Mike's Cafe.
I do, too.
I do, too.
Yes. Ladies, well, do you want to sit down? Or grab right.
Ladies, please, there are seats there. Please have a seat,
please
ladies.
Sit down, please.
If there are no seats, you may sit on my lap. It's nice and warm.
Yeah. Check out Rick's meat.
Yeah. Sit on my meat.
Sit on Rick's meat.
While Adrian eats four meats over there.
Yifale.
Man, look at it. We got him on camera, too. Say hi to the internet, Adrian. Yeah. Adrian... Yo, Adrian.
Yo,
right
Adrian.
Now.
He's getting stuffed with meat.
This is Adrian is also our movie critic, okay?
Yes.
And this is his theme song. Wow, where? Oh, here we go. This is Adrian's theme song. All right, yo, Adrian.
Yo, Adrian! Yo, Adrian!
Yeah, you're doing it, man. You're doing it.
He's gonna
How you
it.
Feeling? Not good? Is it delicious? Is it delicious, though? Okay. Okay, let me explain to everybody here. Adrian's my younger brother, okay? And he comes to my house, and he eats everything, okay? So that's why I put him in this thing, because he comes to my house, he eats like 2-3 ice creams that I have, and then all of a sudden I don't have anything anymore. He eats all my food that you know that's there, and he just takes it in. And then so I said, you know what? We're going to have this guy from Mike's Cafe come. He's going to bring a burger. You know, why don't you eat that and stop eating my food? And now he's like, I'm full. Come on, Adrian.
He's only on one patty right now and
come
two
on.
Fries.
I know.
Come on. Let's go, Adrian.
Yeah, you got a ways to go, Adrian.
You got a long ways to go, Adrian.
Get all that meat in your mouth. Come on, baby.
All right, Adrian. Adrian is going to continue eating. Adrian's going to continue eating as he keeps going.
Keep going.
Oh, my gosh.
I want to be your manager.
Oh, Adrian. Did you hear that, Adrian?
What?
That's Mick from the dead. Mick.
Wants to be your manager.
Well, what you need is a manager.
Yeah,
yeah,
you
man.
Hear that?
Don't you ever come back here again!
Concentrate.
Come on. Come on.
Come on. This guy will kill you to death inside of 3 rounds.
Let's go, Adrian.
Let's go, Adrian.
Let's go, Adrian.
Come on, Adrian.
He hasn't touched the soda yet.
Yeah, don't touch the soda.
He hasn't even got through the fries.
Don't make it expand.
Yeah. You know what Mick says, Adrian.
It's a waste of life. No. Don't you waste my time no more.
I feel sick just watching.
I know.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Ain't gonna get a second chance.
He's young, he can pull it off.
Hey, you know, and Nikki's gonna get the...
He ain't gonna get a second chance.
Yeah, Nikki's gonna get the second chance. Not you anymore, okay? All right.
We're not if let, he beats it.
We're gonna let Adrian continue eating there. Adrian is... he finished the first patty. He finished the first patty.
Yeah, Adrian.
He finished the first patty.
How many
that's
minutes?
That's like first quarter. Not even first quarter.
How many minutes did it take to finish that first patty?
Oh, you're done.
6 minutes.
It took 6 minutes.
Well, that's good.
He's on a good pace.
He's on pace.
Yeah. He's on a good pace.
That, 24 leaves you 6 minutes for the fries and the sodas.
Yes.
He's got a cross-country sprint going.
Is he focused?
Come on.
Right. That's 1 pound, right?
Concentrating.
Was that 1 pound of meat?
Yeah, that's 1 pound.
1 pound?
Okay. All right. You want some water? Can you drink water?
Oh, yeah.
There's
drink water.
Water
rules. You can drink water.
So are you
drink
one of the are you one of the servers at the restaurant?
Ladies.
Or what do you guys
Alexis.
Do? Talking
yeah.
to Mike.
Yeah, they all three.
All three?
Yeah, yeah. I've been there. She's
and what's your name, sweetie?
My name's Monse.
Monse.
Monse. Is that Russian, really?
No.
No, she's Mexican. No, I was just kidding, man.
I was like, wow. I was like, Monse.
Monse. There's a water for you.
All right, and your name again was?
Alexis.
Alexis, that's his name.
My name's better.
She spells it
Alexis,
differently.
You have a girl's name. I didn't even know that. Wow.
But that's not in Nicaragua. No, where I'm from.
And La Güerita, what's your name?
Karen.
Karen. Are you?
She's Russian.
No, you're she's Spanish. Russian? No, she's Spanish too.
Do you speak Russian?
No.
No, I don't.
You don't?
Why? She's from Jalisco.
Do you want to try just because it turns.
I won't say it. I won't know what I'm saying.
She won't know what she's saying.
Okay, so do you speak Spanish?
Yes.
Poquito, mucho.
Todo.
Right.
Todo.
Todo.
Todo. Hablas,
get close to the mic. Stand up and get close. Get close.
You guys, get bring your chairs over here.
Yeah.
Here.
And Alexis, you guys can share the mic.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
We don't want to hear.
We don't want to hear Adrian chewing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So where are you
for
from?
Puking.
Choking on meat.
It is a chihuahua.
The chihuahua.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Hey. So for those of people, for those people who can't see us right now, I'm sorry. What was her name? What was she
Karen
Monse.
And Mona.
Karen.
Or Monse.
Karen.
Monse.
Karen.
Monse. Mona, Monse. Come on. Are we going to split hairs here?
Karen. Karen is very hueda.
Yeah.
She's very hueda. And a lot of people don't know that there are a lot of huedas in Mexico.
See.
Right?
Yeah.
So you'll know Karen.
Right.
Right? Si. And so when were you born there or are you born here?
Well, I was born here.
Okay.
I say I'm the Chihuahua porque my parents are from Chihuahua.
Andale, porque
your parents are from Chihuahua. Okay.
Because I said, stupid. Right? Move on. I know. Shut up.
You gotta snap on the air.
Right.
Stupid.
But see, now she's from Pacoima.
She's, she's moving up. All right.
Oh, no. She's here from Wyoming.
Okay. Wyoming.
Oh, that's right. She's she just moved from Wyoming.
Wyoming.
Oh,
congratulations.
Very nice.
From Chihuahua to Wyoming, what a story.
I know.
You should write a book.
I know.
No, I don't think so.
Nah, Charlie, right. I don't know how to write. Charlie.
And why did you move to LA from Wyoming?
Why?
Because she wanted to work at Mikey's.
Dreams do come true.
So I want to get to that story.
That's so awesome.
I would love to get to that story.
Yeah.
Mikey's. Mikey's Cafe in Pacoima is... located where, Mikey?
San Fernando Valley.
San Fernando Valley.
Right on Pacoima. It's right in San... I'm sorry.
What street is that?
San Fernando Road and Van Nuys Boulevard.
Okay. San Fernando Road and Van Nuys Boulevard. And do you have a website?
Yes, we do.
Can
Mikey's
we keep it
Cafe.
Down there, children? Please, sorry. Children, Alexis and Alexis.
Alexis and Alexis.
The Alexises. Can you please keep it down, the Alexises?
You're going to be in trouble. I'm going to be there eating like every single day.
Oh, you have to come down. We have red velvet pancakes.
Oh, my gosh. He said the magic.
I invited you. And
you
didn't come.
You don't even need
this
syrup.
This is the pancake place? Oh, my gosh.
Is that true or not?
What?
Did we have syrup, but it was not the best pancakes ever?
It was the best.
I couldn't make it that day. And I was
and zero syrup.
Okay. No syrup.
I was
no syrup.
It's like built in.
Red velvet.
It's like you're eating the pancake and it's oozing syrup.
By the way, I was kicking myself. That was the week I was moving and I could not go. I was like, I want pancake.
And we have a hamburger with Snickers inside of it.
Oh, shut up.
Wow.
I just had it. Oh, my God.
Ultimate stoner food.
And if, and we have a unique hamburger, which is a mole burger.
I think I just had a foodgasm.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
A mole burger?
A mole burger.
It's paradise.
I want to just really quick check back with Adrian. How's Adrian doing? Can somebody get us a field report on Adrian?
He's about...
Adrian's hanging strong in this heat competition. He's about halfway done with the third patty.
Adrian is eating the Kong.
I don't think he's going to touch your food ever again.
Adrian, are you feeling my food?
Yeah. Adrian, are you feeling those meat sweats yet? Give us a nod if you're feeling the meat sweats.
He loves them. He can.
That's why we have the AC on.
Shoving that meat down his throat.
Yeah, he is, boy. He can.
Real good.
Adrian's doing good.
He's doing good.
All right. He's not at half. It's third quarter.
Handle your meat.
It's third quarter.
He's not going to want to dip anything in ranch ever again.
All right, Rafa.
I'm sure that's ranch.
Tell me. Well, how did you start? How did you get the idea of Mike's Cafe?
I was actually working in the aerospace industry, and my dad actually approached
me. Time out. aerospace industry.
Yeah.
You too.
I used to work for NASA and for Northrop Grimmon.
Oh, okay. Whoa. Well, we rented out test equipment.
Did you really?
Yeah, to Northrop.
You're kidding. Yes. Yeah, I used to run all the contracts for the F-18.
Rafa was the test equipment.
Yeah, I know. He's like, I'll show you my combustibles.
You never really know when you got a nerd present, right?
Yeah, right.
You never really know.
They sneak in somehow.
And like, hey, look, I like to party, but... Okay.
No, so at that time, I was actually specializing in cupcakes.
Okay.
Oh,
cupcakes.
Serious too.
That's
serious,
time I was specializing in cupcakes.
There's nothing funny about cupcakes.
No, there isn't.
Okay, so I want to hear about Mike. I want to hear how Mike's Cafe started.
So my dad approached me and asked me if I wanted to open a restaurant in his location. So I said, all right, let's do it, but I'm going to do it with my menu.
Let's do it.
And so we went ahead and from there, it just started taking off. It was just all word of mouth.
Now, you got a lot of famous people coming to your place. Like Cesar Millan went yesterday. You had the mayor of LA.
He was on Saturday.
Okay. Saturday, you had me. You had the mayor.
All these famous people.
I was there as well. Right, come on.
You notice how when we went to Rafa's place, Rick, he didn't take a picture with me? Just with Rick. Oh, you didn't get that one.
You're so needy.
So,
Diva.
So, you had the mayor, and who else have you had there?
I've had Lance. I've had Florencia.
Lance Armstrong?
Lorenzo.
Florencia
Lance
Armstrong?
I think she's from One Life to Live.
Or, well, Lance who? Lance who?
Lance Whitaker, the professional boxer.
Okay, Lance Whitaker.
Oh, I thought One Nut Lance.
No, he's got one nut.
Anthony Davis, which is the Notre Dame killer.
Oh, yeah.
That's what the pancake, the red velvet's named after. Anthony.
Okay.
I want a pancake named after me. Dang it.
Who else come out to your restaurant?
We've had the Repo Girl.
Yeah, okay.
Oh,
she probably ate two of those, right?
Repo those.
That's so bad. That's cool.
I didn't say that. Why you say I said that?
Who said that?
You said that. So you had the Repo Girl. Repo some burgers.
Exactly.
I want a Captain Crunch pancake.
Oh, that sounds good.
Captain. Mm. Okay. What else? I saw your menu is really a trip. You had some licorice and some stuff.
Are you
or
a
like
stoner?
Some sweet stuff. You had some sweet stuff.
Bacon.
Well, he's got a Snickers and a burger.
He had the Pop Rocks. The Pop Rocks.
You have a Pop Rocks pancake?
Pop Rocks.
Yes,
Pop Rocks are the pancakes.
Do you guys rent out rooms in your restaurant? What's the
actually we have
live there?
We have a sofa?
We have a sofa in the back.
Oh, my gosh.
Rafa goes in the back.
Can you imagine that?
Heaven.
Can you imagine
I'm
that?
Heaven.
Wait, how did you think of these ideas?
I mean, it's just...
Well, it's a mushroom thing, you know?
It's a mushroom
thing,
right?
That's what I'm saying here.
Thing, man, you know?
You have to get stoned.
I mean, you just play with the food. A lot has to do with playing with the food.
Do you have any kids?
Yes, I have three girls.
Do you want to adopt another one?
Okay, we need to check.
Actually,
backwards.
The Mikey's, the MY is for my daughter, my Lisa, and then the K is for my daughter, Kelsey.
Well, I'm Nikki. Just add another N-I-C-K-Y.
Awesome. All right. Checking back on Adrian.
Halfway there.
Seeing how Adrian's doing.
He's struggling.
The people from Omegle are asking about you, Adrian.
I know. I don't have your password, and the computer turned off.
Focus on the contest. You're doing well.
How you doing, buddy? Not gonna make it?
Yes, he can make it, Rick. Let's pump him up.
Man, we should
tap out, man.
You can't tap out.
He's opening the shirt, ladies and gentlemen.
If you win this, I will do an all weekend. I will take the weekend off, and we will do a horror movie like marathon if you win this.
You hear that?
What that means, right?
What's a horror movie?
Scary movie.
When you go see a movie, it's a horror. Like I'm the...
Okay. Adrian,
you can do it.
Focus. I'll bring the milk duds and the popcorn. Come on, bro. Keep pushing.
Adrian's
I will take you to Disneyland.
It looks like he's not. No.
He can do it.
What do you guys think?
Children, Adrian, come on. You can eat a hamburger.
Yeah, come on, Adrian. You got this.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
Because I'm too old.
I'll be honest with you. I'm probably not going to be able to finish the fries and the Coke.
But just keep going.
I'm going to finish the fucking burger, though.
Yeah. Adrian, I will pay for your drinks this weekend. Just get through that damn burger.
And if not, then you have to pay for our gas.
Oh.
Yeah. Message. Hey, Mick says you got
to
finish it.
Because I'm too old to waste my time trying to train a no-good loser.
Come on, you can do it.
Fuck you, man.
He's
going to remind me of The Rock.
That's a good call right there. Adrian continues.
He continues to
eat that burger. I know, huh? Does it look good?
That egg looks so good. Just like grandma used to fry them.
So how much time do we have on the clock? We need to check on the clock.
We have about 13 minutes.
We have 13 minutes. Okay, so it's just the amount of time of the show, right?
Yeah. Come on, Adrian. Just about.
Adrian.
All right. So look at that clock. Oh, okay, we got 19. Okay. Oh, 13 is yours, Adrian.
That's Adrian's
there
you go. Time.
All right, Adrian. So we'll get back to Adrian. I want to talk to Rafa now. Do I call you Rafa?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, Rafa, owner of Mike's Cafe in San Fernando Valley, here with his lovely waitresses today. Brought a big burger. Anything else that's going on with your restaurant that you want everybody to know about?
Yeah, we actually just opened our second location.
Really? Where?
Crazy like what we have going on here. That's in USA Fitness.
I heard about that. Okay.
So it's a brand new 3-story gym out in Silmar.
Congratulations.
It's 3 stories, and there it's more on the healthy side. We have juicing, protein shakes.
Okay.
That's our second location.
Now, you work out. You look like you work out. You look like you take care of you. You look like you don't have this burger.
He works out.
I just work out every day.
You eat the burger?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, the bun. All those carbs.
You know, I'm kind of hoping he doesn't finish it.
I'm in the diet, so I can't do anything.
Are we allowed to pick at whatever he doesn't finish?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. I'm all over it. Like fucking
don't
bullshit.
Do it, Adrian.
Like, everyone's rooting for him not to finish.
Like pigeons, yeah.
Because everybody wants to eat.
And then that's going to make it easier for him because he's going to say he makes everybody happy. So nobody touches food. Okay, he doesn't want to fail anybody. That's what we got to get in his head. Look at him focus, though.
Yeah, he's focused.
The internet is watching Adrian.
He's losing it.
Yo, Adrian, finish the Kong.
Look at him.
Is he losing it?
He's going into a different state of mind.
Yeah, he is.
It's called Meat, the Galaxy of Meat.
Called him in a puke.
He's on his 18-mile marathon.
Okay, so you've had people puke?
One person. And to top it off, when he was going to barf, his friend was in the men's bathroom, so he had to go into the women's bathroom.
Always. Women's bathrooms are dirty anyways.
Oh, yeah.
Aren't they? They're the dirtiest ones.
Yeah,
they are. Okay. So tell me a little bit about, are you planning on making more of these? Are you planning on doing more? What about downtown LA?
Yes,
what if you were to bring something down here?
Bring it to downtown, baby. The land of milk and honey.
Right now, I'm just trying to focus on, few of my projects. I also have a food truck coming out.
Okay.
That's going to be all pancakes.
Yes, all pancakes.
We are actually, Mikey's is collaborating with El Nido Family Center.
Okay.
It's a nonprofit organization.
Okay.
So this food truck, what it's going to do, it's going to create jobs for the youth in that organization.
Uh-huh.
It's also going to help the youth learn about budgeting, marketing, finance, pretty much culinary. They're going to be...
What's it going to be called?
Mikey's.
Okay. So Mikey's. Mikey's.
And so it's going to create jobs for these youth in the area.
That's cool. Like kids, to keep them out of trouble.
Yes. Yeah. Right? It's a nonprofit organization.
That's awesome. Okay.
El Nido Family Center.
That's good. That's good stuff. The crowd likes it.
Yeah.
I was looking for the button.
Listen to that crowd.
So you'll be seeing a food truck, you know, in all these food conventions. And
Okay. That's awesome.
It's going to be all pancakes.
That's awesome.
If you need a parking space, I have a free one right at my apartment.
Yeah.
You can just stay there.
Nikki likes to eat. She looks small. She's Mexican. She's Mexican. You know Mexican, so you like to eat, right?
Oh, my God, yes.
Oh, my gosh. I can put down some food. I love food.
But isn't there a point in the Mexican woman's life where you can't eat
anymore?
When we
get the mud flaps?
Because then you end up getting,
We get the mud flaps.
Flabby arms.
You end up turning into
linemen. We start wearing tent dresses.
Spanx. Lots of Spanx.
We used to play hide-and-go-seek in my grandmother's tent dress. All of us would just hide and walk with her.
You call each other comadres?
But it's really not a tent dress is what people don't understand. It's just because your boobs turn into like a slope.
We're running out of time here.
Come on, Adrian.
But they put flowers all over it to make it look pretty, at least.
Adrian wants to say something.
I need you guys to talk positive things about me.
Adrian, let's go.
You are the man. You are rocking that.
You can do it, Adrian.
You're like a big effing bear, man.
Meat is good. Adrian,
you were rocking that plaid shirt like nobody's meat could.
No one's ever rocked that shirt.
Like nobody's meat could ever rock that plaid shirt.
I think someone's going to be making the drive to Poem over here.
She is.
Nikki's going.
I'm going too. Look, I'm looking at that burger, and I'm telling all my listeners right now, all my two listeners.
You're feeding your meat with more meat.
That we need to go to Mikey's Cafe in San Fernando Valley. This burger is beautiful.
Okay, he needs more motivation.
It's called the Kong.
Uh-oh.
Adrian needs more motivation, Nikki's behind him. And she's totally giving him the massage, patting his shoulder.
Water on his head.
As you can see, we need water in his head, huh? Come on, Adrian.
Come on, Adrian.
Hey, you're past halftime, bro.
Come on, he's got to start.
There you go. It's second half now.
You're going to finish the burger.
He's already on the third patty. Adrian on the third patty.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Let's go, Adrian. There you go. All right, Adrian is...
Do you think this stuff smells like a man?
Here, Adrian, Rocky wants to tell you something. Hold on.
Do you think this stuff smells like a man?
Adrian farted. Yeah. All right. Here we go.
Oh, my God.
We're having a good time. Okay, so Mikey's Cafe. Do you have a website? You want to repeat your website
there?
Yes,
I have Mikey's Cafe. .com.
Okay.
And
I
also have Facebook.
Okay.
Pretty much on there I post, you know, stars that are coming in or any new food that's coming out.
Yeah.
The food I'm testing.
Thank you for putting me on there.
I forgot about Alexis.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He's hurt over here.
I'm really hurt. Devastated.
Alexis Hair Products was there.
Yes.
At the same time I was.
Okay.
How are we doing with Adrian?
Oh, he's sweating.
Adrian's sweating.
Did you like it?
What's going on over here?
You know, you guys all apologize.
This is what happens, Tony, when you have a lot of people. They start having their cliques and parties on my own radio show. What's going on here?
I know.
No whispering. What's going on?
This is an Alexis Hair Products operation. Right?
Oh, okay. He's selling. So, why don't you have a Bluetooth, dude? Come on. You have a Bluetooth. You know that.
So check this out. Okay. So even though at USA Fitness, we do not have this type of food that you can indulge in.
Yeah.
Every Friday, we are going to have a cheat day there.
Oh, nice.
I'm coming up with a cheat day at USA Fitness, and what that's going to be, it's basically something crazy.
You know you're going to get guys showing up with condoms.
No.
It's cheat day, bro. I don't want food. I just ate, bro. We're out of bitches.
I know.
Hey, my battery died. It's perfect timing.
Yeah. So on that Friday, we're going to have something crazy and throw something on there.
Oh, these girls are taking pictures of themselves
on Adrian's
computer. That's
in
what
the
that
guest
was.
In the guest account.
All right, here we go.
Nice. Adrian's getting high off the meat.
You know what? I think he'll like if you just girls take your tops off. I think he'll like that one.
Oh.
Beep.
Yeah.
Dude, it's, all right. It's like you really are in a different world.
Oh,
it's,
really?
It feels yeah? like you're in a different level.
Well, I think it's like, it's it. Kind of, imagine this, it's kind of like five cows just walked in your ass.
Again.
Maybe it'll make your meat grow because you're feeding
it.
Oh.
Hey. It's going straight.
Positive things. How do you know?
Positive things.
That is positive. That's very positive.
It's going straight to your cock.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to get a bigger dick because of this anymore. Burger.
He's got a third leg growing out. Stronger.
Look at his face.
All right, all right.
You can do it, Adrian. You can have faith in you.
Well, I want to thank Rafa from Mikey's Cafe.
M-Y-K-E-S.
M-Y-K-E-S. From, where's my volume? Where's my volume at? Oh, I'm sorry. Volume. Applause. Oh, there we go.
We're in Pacoima.
Pacoima. Okay. So Mikey's from Pacoima has wonderful pancakes. I ate there. I love it. Tony, go check it out. Take your wife. Take the kids.
The kids.
Make sure you... Oh, you have no kids. Do you have...
I have two kids, 12-year-old and 6-year-old. My 12-year-old would eat that thing.
He would eat that thing, huh?
Yeah.
His 12-year-old would eat that.
Come on,
Adrian. You're going to let a 12-year-old beat you?
These girls keep taking pictures. I love it. But, yeah, I know. Hold on. Let me see if I can... how do you mute, Adrian?
Right there.
I think
that one? Yeah.
Okay. There you go. Okay, so Adrian is working on it. Thank you very much, Rafa, for coming in. Really appreciate you coming in. I've been to your restaurant. I love it. It was delicious. Adrian looks like he's working.
Yeah. Yeah,
I know
working.
He's satisfied. He has a satisfied look. He's just like, can
sick.
I continue to oversatisfy myself? That's what I think. And you know, you're always asking for more, Adrian.
Yeah, there you go.
At my place. So there you go. Here's your opportunity.
Look at his eyes.
Oh, come on. You can't give up so fast.
Ladies from Mikey's Cafe, Alexis.
Karen.
Karen and
Monse.
And Monse.
Monse.
Monse. Monse. Thank you very much.
That's an interesting name.
Monse.
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 What's your last name?
Monse.
Monse.
Monse. What's your last name?
Monse.
What's your last name? What's your last name?
Monse.
Marquez. Marquez. El Monte Marquez.
Now, can I be real with you, Monse?
Monse, yeah.
Did anybody ever in your life point out that you're one letter away from a pretty fucked up name? Monse. Monse. Oh, no. Two letters. Two letters. Sorry, Mensa. That's
Mensa.
Mensa. Two letters. You're okay, honey.
Monster. Did
anybody ever tell you that?
Yeah.
Mensa? Like, was that?
Some people call it that.
Yeah?
Mensa.
You call it that?
Mensa, ven acá,
your friends call it. Ven acá, Mensa.
Mensita.
So go to Mike's Cafe and ask for Mensa.
No,
I'm just kidding. Monse. Monse.
Monse.
Very wonderful waitresses, Rafa. Wonderful food.
Tip them well.
I want to thank them for coming in. Is radio time. Also, Tony Olguin. Tony Olguin.
Olguin.
Perdón.
Still here.
Olguin.
Adrian's fighting. August 7th.
August 7th at the Brea Improv, and you can catch me tonight at Flappers, 10 o'clock. Tonight at Flappers, and I'll be there August 7th at the Brea Improv, and then
that's right.
August 5th at Sunset Room.
Sorry, Tony.
Oh, yeah. He has a minute and a half?
He has a minute and a half. We're working this.
I'm doing a clean comedy show, so for those people who have kids that want to watch a clean comedy show on the 18th, I'm doing that at some grandma show. It's pretty interesting. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, it's going to be a pretty
interesting show. That's awesome, man.
And I want to thank Alexis Hair Products for coming in, and also our other sponsor, the Church of Lady Gaga.
You should hear that sponsor once again.
Should we one more time?
Girls, yes,
one
girls.
More time?
Okay. Take us out.
Okay, the Church of Lady Gaga. Okay, I have to act. I got a countdown at the 8 o'clock, at the 8 minute?
Yeah. I have a show tonight, too. You can catch me at Third Station at 9:30.
Yeah, we got 40 seconds.
Right. Catch Nikki.
We got 40 seconds,
Third
right?
Street Station.
That Adrian's going to be done?
Adrian's going to be done in about 30
All right,
seconds.
Here we go. Let's see if he can do so much.
Yeah,
he
just 30.
Everybody, cheer for Adrian in the last.
20 seconds? 20 seconds? Joe's got 20?
Yep.
He has a lot of leftovers.
Got 20. We got a countdown on 10.
Oh, his first 10. Drink of soda here.
No, that's like the third, but he's doing good, right? 10, don't shoot 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, That burger's mine, baby.
Looks like Nikki's paid for it. Oh, no. You guys gotta get. He's all messed up. Look at him. He's all messed up. Adrian.
That is delicious, man.
Adrian, come back over here to put on the sponsor.
With the bun and
you want some water? You want some water, Adrian? Alexis has some water. Adrian's like, he's walking around. He doesn't look good. He doesn't look good, people. He doesn't look good. Oh my God, is it all in there? Does it feel like he's pregnant? It does? Wow. And that was, how many patties did he finish? How many patties did he finish?
Almost three. Did you do three?
Almost
three. He did 3 pounds of meat.
That's 3 pounds of meat.
Hell yeah.
Okay, okay. Adrian, can you get the sponsor thing on there, please? So Adrian tried to eat a 4-patty burger, ate only 3. Okay, and Nikki, right now, Nikki is actually finishing the burger.
It's so good, isn't it?
She's eating the fourth
They're
one.
So good.
Is that egg?
Yes.
Yeah, she's eating meat.
It. Oh, hey, yes. Watch out. She just bit the webo. She just bit the webo.
You bit the nuts?
You bit the webo. She had the meat in her mouth.
Just bit the webo.
Put the meat in her mouth and eat those webos.
All right. Now it's Nikki's turn. There she goes. See how quick she can eat a patty. She's done. Wow. She's done. She's a vacuum. She's a freaking vacuum. All right, here we go. We just want to thank our sponsor, New Catholic Church in West Hollywood, our Church of Lady Gaga.
Are you going to play it again?
Yeah, we'll play it one more time because I don't think the girls. Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. We'll go back to Nikki. We'll go back to Nikki. Go, Nikki. Eat that burger, Nikki. At least you're seeing what you would be up against. What do you think?
She's practicing.
What do you think? Okay.
All right.
She's got her mouth full.
What do you think? We're good.
Well, she's got meat in her mouth.
I think it's good.
That's Nikki with meat. All That's right. what Nikki sounds like when she has meat in her mouth.
Try my buns.
Try my buns.
We're good.
In Adrian's defense, this is really hard to do in this hot studio, though.
Yeah, well, we got the AC going.
I know. No, that's it doesn't. You don't feel no AC right here.
Yes.
All right. I would have to do it in the restaurant, which would probably be easier because the Coca-Cola would be cold. The burger would be fresh right there.
Okay.
So I'm giving Adrian some props.
All right.
For the current situation, he did good.
Okay, so.
Attaboy, Adrian.
Want to thank
So we're going to have the horror weekend?
Yeah.
Okay.
There we go. Everybody's here. All right, I want to thank our sponsor one more time.
Here we go.
You play it? Here we go. Sponsor, commercial, and play. Did he play? Oh, you got to put off, take it off mute. Take it off mute. Oh, here we go again with technical difficulties.
Who put it on mute?
Me.
Mute
it. Me. Yeah. That meat can really affect a person's brain, though. Yeah. See how that what just happened?
Cow disease.
It
kind of
just, he just turned into, like, zombie.
Yeah.
Mad cow.
Hello, my fellow Catholics. I am Father Jaja Diamond Star from the New Catholic Church in WeHo. After Pope Francis's announcement of accepting gay priests, we are very happy, and we are opening our front doors and back ones.
Go for a walk.
It is my pleasure to present to you the newest Catholic church in LA area, the Church of Our Lady of Gaga, located at Santa Monica and La Cienega. We are like any other Catholic church out there. We sit, we stand, and kneel. We have communion, mouth to mouth, confession for you dirty boys who get lost at the Abbey over the weekend.
Look, Daddy! I mean, Father!
And this weekend will be first casting pew session for choosing our new altar boy team for the winter. So you boys with those tight shorts, you make sure you come and fill out an application. Listen to what Tony from Culver City says.
Oh my G-O-D, Betty. This place is amazing. There's so many cute boys everywhere. It feels just like heaven. And what about Ralph from Santa Monica? I feel very holy when I come there. So you make sure you get your Sunday shirt and tight shorts on and come join us over here at Our Lady of Gaga on Santa Monica and La Cienega. See you, cutie pies. Oh, and Dominus Onus, and may the Lord be with you.
All right, thank you to our new sponsor. You know what? It was just a coincidence, and I want to tell my two guests today that their names are Tony and Ralph. It was honestly a coincidence that I used those two names when I was the sponsors. When the sponsors contracted us. All right, all right.
That's cool. I'm comfortable with that.
So how's that burger going?
Oh, it's amazing. The buns are fantastic.
Told you my buns were soft.
Nice, fresh, soft buns like a baby's butt.
All right. Buns are amazing.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you very much for everybody joining us. Ladies, Colton, let me try and remember here. It's a... I'll come back to you. Alexa, I know she's Alexis and she's Monse.
Oh,
Monse, right? And then Kathy. Karen. All right. Thank you very much, ladies,
so
for stopping.
Request us when you go to Mikey's.
Okay, okay. Anything you girls do on the side that you want to plug?
I go to school.
I'm looking for a tutor.
Karen wanted
people to know
she is single.
Okay. Karen is single. Damn. Single.
Wait, so is Laurita.
So
and Alexis.
And Alexis.
So is Monse.
So is Monse. So you hear that, is radio fans? If you are interested, you girls want to drop your Facebook or your Instagram.
Instagram.
What's your Instagram?
You gotta come to the restaurant and check it out there.
I want to know what the Instagram nicknames are. I want to know what they are.
Mine is Mabes. MAYBS _425.
Mabes and Karen.
I'll keep it simple. Okay. It's Karen.
It's Karen. Okay, Alexis. Any strange name you got out there?
Mine is
Okay. I like that.
She's not kidding.
I like it. Chingona face. So cool.
Hey, ever since Wiener got Carlos Danger, I've been wanting to think of one.
Chingona.
All right. I want to thank everybody who joined us. You almost done with that burger there?
Yep.
All right. Good for you, Nikki. Alexis Hair Products, thank you very much for joining us today. And Tony and Rafa from Mike's Cafe. Thank you, everybody, and we are ending the show. Peace. We're out.
Good night.
Good night.